Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام ينزل الصبر على قدر المصيبة ومن ضرب يده على فخذه عند مصيبته حبط عمله.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Endurance comes according to the affliction. He who beats his hand on the thigh in his affliction ruins all his good actions."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, we have seen in previous programs that the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is such that one can talk about it for ages and perhaps even an eternity and still have more things to talk about. But one of the things that is not talked about enough about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the emphasis of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, towards the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Many a times we just study and research and analyze the persona of the first divinely appointed Imam separate from these other contextual evidences that we have at hand. And it is important for us to realize that the Messenger of Allah is the one who has pointed us towards the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, of course, why did the Messenger of Allah point us towards the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam? Well, it is precisely because it is His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, which takes us via his own universal persona towards the pure teachings of Islam, towards the unadulterated and unchanged and pure and correct understanding of the Holy Quran, as well as the true and pure seerah and sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. And all in all, this leads towards the acceptance of our actions, the acceptance of our belief by the Almighty Allah. And so just to kind of bring things back home, we find that the Messenger of Allah says that, let it be known that whoever is the enemy of the family of the Prophet, there will be an inscription written between their eyes, which will be seen on the Day of Judgment, saying, this person is deprived of Allah's mercy. A very terrifying and a very shocking tradition here. And these are two ways in which the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, has encouraged us and really, encouraged us to pursue and follow and obey and love the universal persona of not only Imam Ali alayhi salam, but the rest of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, which includes Lady Fatima, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhim salam. And so here, this encouragement, usually we find it in two ways. One is by showing us the rewards of following these individuals, of obeying these individuals, of having love and mawadda, as the Holy Quran says, for these individuals. But on the other hand, they also tell us via this means what will happen if one is the enemy of these individuals. And in this case, it says, the Messenger of Allah says that on the Day of Judgment, they will have written between their eyes on their forehead that this person is just deprived of Allah's mercy. What a huge, huge thing and a very scary thing to happen. First and foremost, for one to be deprived of Allah's mercy is something that is very scary. And may Allah help us from such a situation where we do something where we become deprived of Allah's mercy. And the second thing is that it will be written on our foreheads so that everyone is able to see. And all of this because of having the enmity towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, having enmity towards the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhis salam. And so again, the great emphasis that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has put forth towards every single person going out there, researching, analyzing, reading about, understanding, or in our case, listening to the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرضه وحجته على عباده السلام عليك يا أمير
المؤمنين. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah to administer His earth and to convince the mankind to accept His plan. Peace be upon you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of his prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto him and used his discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember thee and invoke thee. Let me be in love with thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with thee, well equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying thee. كل صبح وكل شراب أيام تبكى عيني بدمع مشتاق قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In this program, I would like to talk about Amir al-Mu'mineen, not that much from the historical point of view, but I would like to share with you some of his words about himself in Nahj al-Balagha. Ali in the words of Ali. When we talk about the Fazail of Ali, one of the Sunni historians makes a comment. He says, if you look at all the books of hadith among Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all of them talk about the Fazail of the Khulafa and the prominent Sahaba of Rasul. But he says it's amazing. When you look at the number of ahadith which have come in the Sunni books about Ali, the number of ahadith from Rasulullah bar Ali are more than the ahadith from Rasul that they have in their books for others. And then he makes a comment. He says, this is in spite of the fact that the enemies always tried to hide his virtues and the friends were afraid to express their feelings about Ali. So enemies were concealing it because they didn't like him. His friends were concealing his virtues and his qualities because they were afraid of being killed. Even then, the number of ahadith which have survived in the books of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah about Ali supersede the numbers that they have for other Sahaba and Khulafa. And this itself is a miracle and manifestation of the ayat of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they try to blow off the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by their, mouth, but they do not know that Allah has decided to protect His Noor even if they dislike it.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.